Well, the Reserve Bank has confirmed to our program this evening that it is indeed now printing money, or creating it out of thin air. Conjures images of printing presses rolling, I know, but it's actually done, I'm told, by adding extra digits on a computer screen. The bank is creating tens of billions of extra dollars so the government can easily afford things like the JobKeeper payment and to make sure the repayments on your mortgage, if you have one, stay as low as possible. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
For the first time in its history, Australia's Reserve Bank is creating money out of thin air to rescue the economy from oblivion.
That's what they're doing. They're expanding the Reserve Bank's balance sheet, and that is creating money.
That's former Reserve Bank economist and now chief economist at HSBC Australia, Paul Bloxham. In days gone by, the Reserve Bank would have ordered fresh cash from the Mint. Paul Bloxham says now an RBA official simply creates new money by adding extra digits on a computer screen, a few strokes of the keyboard.
So when we think about a central bank adding to the money supply, we've got a vision in our mind of printing presses going and more money being created, more currency that you carry in your wallet being created. But that's not really what happens. What happens in this instance is the Reserve Bank increases its balance sheet. It puts more money into the system, and that comes through the banking system. So it's really adding digits to a screen rather than actually physically creating something that gets put out into the system.
In a statement, the Reserve Bank told PM it's been, quote, creating central bank reserves, adding that this has been popularly referred to as printing money. It's unclear exactly how much money the bank has been creating, but it's in the billions. So what's it doing with this license to print? AMP Capital's chief economist Shane Oliver explains.
The Reserve Bank prints the money. It transfers that money via an account to the organisation that it buys the bonds off. The Reserve Bank gets the bonds, the organisation gets the money, and that's basically what quantitative easing is all about.
So that's fresh money created out of thin air by the Reserve Bank going towards buying bonds off these commercial banks. Now, how does that actually benefit businesses or households?
It's the one that the Reserve Bank stresses, of course, is that by buying those bonds, it effectively pushes their price up and pushes their interest rate or the yield down. So therefore, if you think back a few weeks ago, the banks were able to lower a whole range of interest rates, not just the short-term interest rate, but three-year fixed rates and so on.
So that's quantitative easing or money printing, getting rates low across the board. Another unusual development is that the cash rate has actually fallen below the official record of 0.25 percentage points in recent weeks. Normally, the Reserve Bank goes into the market on a daily basis to make sure the rate that influences mortgage rates is set in stone. But financial markets have become so wild, it's having trouble doing this. PM understands the cash rate may have fallen to as low as 0.1 of a percentage point in recent days.
Every day the cash rate has been on the Reserve Bank's target. And so that's what we've gotten used to. But just in the last couple of weeks, we've seen the cash rate trading below the Reserve Bank's target, given the extraordinary circumstances we're facing.
Global consulting firm EY's chief economist, Joe Masters, says it all means borrowers can expect cheap as chips interest rates for as far as the eye can see.
Interest rates are going to remain low for a long period of time. And I'm talking years, not months, right? So we've got cash down at 0.25. We've got interest rates right out to the three-year part of the curve down at 0.25. And that's going to remain in place for a considerable period of time. The second one
is... Are we talking decades, Joe Masters?
I don't know about a decade, but I mean, I think we're talking at least sort of 3 years. So low interest rates are here for, you know, 3 years or so, and maybe a little bit longer. And even then, the move to raise interest rates will be very, very slow. And that's been one of the lessons from the GFC. If you look at economies like the US that did use QE, that did get their cash rate incredibly low. So low rates here to stay.
EY's chief economist Joe Masters. Now, printing money surely comes with a cost. David Taylor is with me. Hi, David. What are the downsides to the Reserve Bank's money printing?
Well, it's really interesting because we're saying then that the Reserve Bank is not going to accept freshly printed money, that it's going to add it in digits in terms of its computer screens. And that's really important because if you add fresh concrete money, you can't withdraw that from the system, but you can withdraw digital money from the system. The Federal Reserve did that during the global financial crisis, and the Reserve Bank will do that. So they'll literally withdraw the money at the end of the crisis. So that's sort of one argument that is against an inflationary pressure and higher prices in the future, that hyperinflation we saw during the war. But also, we had low inflation leading into this. So it's really unlikely, because the economy was so slow, that we'll get inflationary pressures from this. Just very quickly too, it's an obvious sign that the economy is in dire straits. But in addition to that, you've got retirees who have for many, many years been looking to escape the perils of the stock market and try and get a decent return on their bank deposits. Linda, this is indicating that the plight of retirees in terms of that cash return on their term deposits is looking very low for a very long period of time.
Everyone's taken a hit. David, thank you very much. David Taylor, our business reporter.